Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. To quote President Lincoln's promise, "To care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan," the Department of Veterans Affairs provides benefits to U.S. military veterans and their families. Though much has changed over the years, VA's mission remains constant: to provide competent and compassionate high-quality health care, benefits, and memorial services to the country's veterans. The VA has had a long, successful history of using information technology to meet its mission. With us this morning to discuss VA's efforts in transforming its IT infrastructure and operations is our very special guest, Bob Howard, Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo, IBM's General Government Industry Leader. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Al.
Bob, let's start with some basics. Could you take a few moments to give us an overview of the history and mission of the Department of Veterans Affairs?
Sure. A history of providing benefits to American veterans goes back quite a ways. In the very early days, in the Pilgrims, in fact, laws were passed that the colony would support soldiers that happened to be disabled, you know, some wars with local Indians, in fact. Continental Congress, 1776, provided pensions for soldiers disabled during the Revolutionary War, but most benefits in those days came from state and local communities. World War One, at that time, disability compensation, insurance, and that sort of thing were handled by three different federal agencies. This is around the 1920s. The three different federal agencies involved were the Veterans Bureau, the Bureau of Pension of the Interior Department, and the National Home for Disabled Volunteer Soldiers. So that was, what happened after World War One. The Veterans Administration was actually established in 1930. And then in 1973, the Veterans Administration added to their benefit portfolio, if you will, the National Cemetery System. But the Department of Veterans Affairs, as we now know it today, was established as a cabinet-level agency on the 15th of March, 1989. And as probably most people realize, it is now the second-largest cabinet-level department in the United States.
So on that note, can you give us a better sense of the scale of the Veterans Administration, how perhaps it's organized, size of its budget, staff, and the geographic footprint?
It's a very large agency. Over 240,000 employees. The veteran population that is on the roll, so to speak, is about, I think it's between 7 and 8 million. Visits to our hospitals in a given year is over 5 million. So it's quite massive. We cover all the states, of course, across the country, and even have organizations in other parts of the world, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines, so very extensive organization. From an IT standpoint, a couple of years ago, the organization was a typical staff agency, between 300 to 400 people. But now, due to the centralization that has taken place over the last couple of years, our organization is almost 7,000 strong, located all over the country. And we're organized in five general areas. In fact, these are deputy assistant secretary positions, if you will. Information protection and risk management has, of course, received very high priority over the last couple of years, ever since May of 06, in fact. And it is really a field organization, yet it has security offices that are located in most of the facilities throughout the country. We have a strategy, policy, and plans deputy assistant secretary who focuses on future kinds of activities. We have one that deals with resource management, managing the budget and the human resources part of information technology. And then we have a rather large organization that focuses on development, almost 1,000 individuals. And these are the folks that put together new development programs, adjustment to commercial off-the-shelf software and whatnot. And then the last very large organization is operations and field development. This is the biggest particular part of our organization, and they're responsible for, you know, keeping things humming along at the individual hospitals and regional offices and what have you. We also have a organizational management activity that at least is in place for a little while as we continue to try to reorganize IT in the VA. You know, we're not quite done on that yet. We have an oversight and compliance capability that's very aggressive, very robust. In fact, we put that together right after the breach that we experienced back in the 06 timeframe, and that has been very helpful to us in terms of identifying problem areas and getting some focus on things that need to be fixed. And then we have an organization that deals with quality and performance, which that's not a big organization, but obviously a very important one. Budget-wise, the VA budget is approaching $90 billion, and our particular part of it in information and technology, just to give you a feel for it, in our 09 request that is now up there on Capitol Hill, it's about $2.4 billion to support information and technology, both development and operations, and any maintenance expenses that need to take place. And that particular amount does include over $700 million to support staffing. And as I mentioned earlier, the staffing is almost 7,000 employees. A very, very large organization. IT has been centralized over the last couple of years, and again, we are still maturing as an organization.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit more about your specific responsibilities and duties as Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and the CIO at VA?
Well, yes. I mean, I serve as the Chief Information Officer, and, you know, there are federal laws that address that particular position. So the responsibilities are quite broad. I advise the Secretary, of course, on all matters pertaining to acquisition and management of IT systems. I'm responsible for overseeing the operation of VA's computer systems to telecommunications networks that support medical, benefit, and cemetery activities. The very important part of all this is it's not just computer software, but information protection. You know, that's a really big responsibility of the CIO, cybersecurity and all that. That's a very important part of the CIO's responsibilities.
In regard to your responsibilities and duties, what are the top three challenges that you faced in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
I'd say the biggest challenges orient on the human resources part, you know, making sure that we can bring on board and retain high-quality individuals, because one of my first priorities is to establish a high-performing IT organization. Another area that is tough right now is standardization, and that's another key priority of ours as part of the reorganization is to standardize IT infrastructure and business processes. It's difficult because one of the unique things about the VA, it's a decentralized organization. And when you have a decentralized organization, it's sometimes very difficult, you know, to keep things standardized. It's operated in a decentralized way, quite frankly, deliberately to improve the quality of care. And over the last, during the 90s, Dr. Kaiser was a key individual in turning around the quality of care in the VA. And he did that by through decentralization and holding individuals accountable based on a set of criteria. When we did that, we probably did not pay enough attention to standardizing from an IT standpoint. And we've now recognized that has created some problems, and that's one of the main reasons why the IT reorganization took place, you know, to try to bring a little more standardization and visibility over financial systems. And while I'm on the financial part, that's another challenge, of course. This is expensive business to get adequate funds appropriated from the Congress, not only for software and equipment and what have you, but in order to support the staffing needs that we have. And there are areas where we're concerned about adequate numbers of staff. In fact, we've got a study going on right now to try to determine, you know, what is the right staffing mix at the various hospitals, regional offices, and what have you, because it has not been done in the IT arena. For example, in Veterans Health Administration, they have methodologies to determine how many nurses and how many doctors, you know, might be needed for certain sizes of facilities. We don't have anything like that in IT, and we're generating that right now. In fact, helping us in that particular study are individuals who do that for doctors and nurses and what have you. So that'll be very helpful to us. The last thing I'll say on the challenge side is the IT appropriation. In 2006, Congress established an information and technology appropriation for the VA. I think we're the only government agency that has a separate appropriation, and it's a line item appropriation. And whenever you have a line item appropriation, there's a challenge making for sure you get that right up front. We sometimes miss a little bit on that. We've been working with this appropriation now for a couple of years, and it has forced us to plan ahead and to pay much more attention to the intricacies of financing IT.
So it sounds like human resources, standardization, financial management, and IT appropriations keep your day pretty busy then.
Yes, and also supporting our customers in the field, you know, with the hospital directors and regional offices. You know, when we established organization of IT in the VA, there was a lot of angst out in the field about having their IT staff transferred to a central organization, and that still exists to some degree. So, you know, that's a challenge to make sure we can produce and can, you know, demonstrated performance is what's going to make the difference, and we're still working on that.
Now, Bob, I understand that aside from a 33-year career in the Army, you also spent about 9 years in the private sector. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got started, and more importantly, how have these experiences prepared you for your current role today?
Well, first of all, you know, the years in the Army, of course, were very helpful in terms of almost anything you do, because the Army spends a lot of effort on leader development, training, and education of its officers. In fact, the military does an exceptionally good job on that, and quite frankly, we're trying to adopt some of those techniques, you know, for our own people. The years in the Army, you know, I spent some time in, of course, command assignments and also in operations research kinds of assignments, which dealt with building simulations and that sort of thing. So, you know, IT related. In the private sector, the company I worked for is the Cubic Corporation, and one of their main areas of focus, if you will, was simulation and information technology. So that was very helpful. A lot of the work that I did when I was with Cubic was in Central and Eastern Europe, you know, helping those countries get into NATO, westernize their methods and what have you, and quite a lot of it dealt with information and technology. And then the last, when I came to the VA, you know, almost 3 years ago now, I became the senior advisor to the deputy secretary. This was before, about a year before I took over as the CIO. And in that job, assisting the deputy, he had me involved with a lot of IT programs, you know, in fact, a modernization of the electronic health record and things like that. So I became pretty familiar with VA IT even before becoming the CIO.
That's great. What about the VA's IT transformation effort? We will ask Bob Howard, Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.